I could do Stephen A's job, guys. It's not that hard.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party. All are invited.
Host of Fox Sports 1's First Thing First.
Their offense is better than that. Ben Johnson apparently told Aaron Andrews it was our simplest game plan of the year. I thought it was a little weird to go into a game with like a vanilla game plan but play all of your starters.
Yeah.
Like kind of sends mixed messages. Like, are you going for it or are you not? It seemed like he was trying to have a little bit of both there. So I know that that will not be the game plan for them against Green Bay. I think their offense will move the ball on Saturday night. The Bears, plenty of reason to doubt them. Caleb Williams, no.
Former host of 670 The Score before he abandoned us.
That's a Caleb Williams custom, baby.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
You guys made it seem like as Chicago Bears fans, we had our guy, Danny Parkins, all these guys.
Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
Wait.
Don't wait. He's here. Danny Parkins joining us on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. He is part of the crew on First Things First OT from 4 to 5 on Fox Sports 1. Danny also joins us via Twitch. You can check him out, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Hi, Danny.
Layla, Marshall, Packer Week, Part 3. Let's go. Can't wait. I'm going to be in the house. Willing to guarantee good vibes. It's going to be excellent. Bought the plane ticket, bought the seats, and I got to say, I'm feeling great about it. First Bears game I will have attended since the double doink.
It's going to be fine.
It's a totally different situation. Don't worry about it. But I want you guys to know this. You guys are going to be the exclusive reveal of this. I've said it on a social media piece that I'm going to the game, but I will be sitting first row behind the Bears bench.
I will be
looking over Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson's shoulder, first row, 50-yard line behind the Bears bench. Best seats in the house. I needed to be sure that someone with great vibes. The Bears have been very good to me professionally. I'm riding this Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson thing to fame and fortune. So I am going to be sitting first row behind the Bears bench for the biggest Bears game in forever. And I cannot wait.
Okay. I have so many thoughts.
Yeah,
yes,
so do I.
Wait, what were you going to say? You were done?
No, I don't know. Go ahead. I got a lot more. But yeah, I will be wearing a very elaborate Bears robe and outfit that Fox is providing for me, and we'll be bringing the vibes. We'll be bringing the vibes.
I was gonna ask if you're sitting outside, but now you've taken it to another. I was like, he's probably in a suite or something. But now you out here with the people. Okay,
in a robe.
Well, it's a very luscious robe. It's a very nice robe. It's very luxurious. I cannot wait for this. I'm bringing Brad's son. I'm bringing nephew Jack, which is the only problem is he's a Packer fan, but that's okay. So me and him are going to be there. It's a family thing, Marshall. It's family business. Score fans understand. My dad grew up in Wisconsin. Brad was raised in Wisconsin. He raised his son a Packer fan. I would be going to the game with Brad if I could. But I'm taking my nephew. So Bears Packers, row one, 50-yard line behind the Bears bench, bringing the vibes. You will see me in an orange robe. It's going to be
of course it's orange, not blue.
It's orange, baby.
Peacock it out.
Are you gonna wear a Dicka mustache? Like, what other props? Do you
sunglasses
get the crown?
At night?
Like when you won, do you get the crown like you had for the photo shoot?
Well, the problem is I lost the picks contests this year. I choked. I went 0-6 down the stretch. So Nick Wright took the crown off my head this week and put me in a dunce cap. So there might not be that anymore. I'm debating what goes on the head. It's not gonna be a cheese grater. I'm thinking about it. Cheese grater, but that blends in with everybody. Maybe the actual like the bear, like those Bears hats, like where it's like the animal that's a bear.
Yes.
Maybe just a Bears winter cap. I'm not sure. Sunglasses at night feels right though for this, don't you think, Marshall? If I'm wearing the robe, I may as well go sunglasses.
I was gonna say, if you're wearing the robe, I want like a robe and a matching crown. But like, are you just doing robe sunglasses, or will you have like some adornment atop your dome?
I need something to warm myself. You know what I mean? I need something to warm myself for my head. So it's either going to be a winter hat or a bear's hat. It'll be something. But I don't think crown. I don't think crown anymore.
I think okay. It should be fur.
Fur sounds good.
Something luxurious and ridiculous.
Yeah, if the robe's going to be luxurious, you have to match it head to toe.
So I need an orange fur cap is what you're saying.
It could be blue. Okay. It could be like an orange blue, you know, mock-up.
Orange or blue mega. I'll get Christine in wardrobe on that. We'll
like
get
a
that.
Pillbox hat, just like a bigger one, just like somewhat squarish. Just put it right on top and then the Ditka like mustache and sunglass combo.
But the sunglasses are definitely.
I'm not going Ditka mustache. I want, because there'll be so many people like that. Like it's going to be a one of one look. And so. So Greg Jennings has to pay off the bet from the last one, so he should be dressing up and video conferencing into the Friday show as Ditka if he holds up his end of the bargain on our bet from the last Bears-Packers game. So,
help me, if you say the word doink at that game,
we can't
mush this, Danny.
I understand concerns about my mushing prowess in the past, but I don't know if you followed what's happened to me since I left the score. I went 65% against the spread in the NFL in year one, and now I'm doing afternoons on the most popular sports talk show, First Things First. Things have been going very well. Ben Johnson comes on the show. You know, things are going very, very well. So I don't think I'm going to be mushing anything here. I don't think Bears fans need to be concerned with me being in attendance. I think this is a good thing. I think I'm bringing extra good vibe, and I couldn't sit in the corner or in a suite. I needed to be sure that the guys looking over Caleb and Ben's shoulder were fully in their corner, and so that's why I got the seats.
Yeah,
that's why I got the seats that I did.
Wouldn't you say things were going well for you at the score before, say, I don't know, the double doink, for example, or
they were going
mushing the White Sox, or
I'm not here to talk about the past. I'm like a steroid user testifying before Congress.
Oh,
I'm here to,
are you going to point at us vehemently?
I'm not here to talk about the past. I am here to talk about the future.
Shirtless under the robe like Ben Johnson or no?
No.
Okay.
I'm not tough. No. there will be hand warmers. There will be many layers. I'm not even above a poncho if it's raining. Okay. I'm going to be comfortable.
Soft robe, Danny.
The robe, I'm very soft. I'm very soft. But hey, I'm going.
Hey, Danny, when we talked and you were like, go to the game, and I wouldn't go to the game, I went to the Packers game. I saw the comeback in real life.
Good for you.
From the south
end
zone.
And you lived to tell about it.
And I lived to tell about it.
Now, there's a difference between 30 degrees and -5 degrees.
Is there?
It's a big 35 degrees. Yeah, no, that's a key. It's a key 35 degrees. May I? I have something else for you guys.
Oh, please,
yes.
By all means.
Okay. So I need to be specific in how I say this. But again, one of the weird things that happened, like obviously we do the jobs that we do. We talk to people. We know people on and around the teams. But then when you do jobs like this, more people are willing to talk to you for whatever reason, league partnership, platform, whatever. So I've been letting some people on the team and around the team know, you know, that I'm coming to the game and all of that. And one person on the team said that was awesome, but they also said, be sure you let Bears fans know to be quiet when our offense is
on
the field.
Man.
When our offense is on the field. They made very clear that the Bears-Packers game, the Soldier Field was rocking, one of the best atmospheres they had ever seen at that stadium. Bears fans are amazing. But pointed out that when they play in Minnesota, in Detroit, in Green Bay, their fans are silent when their offense is on the field. This is a thing that Jay Cutler talked about in the past. Bears fans don't have familiarity with high-level, next-level offense. We don't know how to deal with it. You need to be going absolutely insane. Soldier Field needs to be rocking. They need to be able to hear it across Lake Michigan. They need to be able to hear it at wherever the hell they're going to build the next stadium, whether that be on the moon, Indiana, Arlington Heights, or Mars. But when Caleb Williams is on the field, you should be able to hear a pin drop in that place. And so this is a thing that is being discussed. They need silence when the offense is on the field and to be absolutely raucous every other moment. Is that a fair message for me to get across? And listen, I know 65,000 people are not listening right now who will be at the game, but reach one, teach one. If 500 people who are going to be at the game are listening to this, tell your section to shut the hell up when Caleb Williams is on the field. You're supposed to, this, it took Peyton Manning years to teach Colts fans this. Like, this is not an indictment. It's not on Bears fans. It's on how bad the offenses have been in this town for 40 years. But we got to be quiet when Caleb Williams is on the field. This matters. This is the devil is in the details when it comes to home field advantage.
I do think that, I love that you're saying this because it is true, and we did have fans tell us that when the offense was on the field against Cleveland, they were already chanting Green Bay sucks, so I get it. But no, I don't but think the, any that, of those people, dumb. I don't think any of those people are going to be at the game. $500 is the get-in price. I don't even want to know how you got your seats. But $500 was the get-in to the building price, and if I had to guess, I don't know, the corporate types or whoever can afford those tickets, I don't know how up to snuff they're going to be on crowd agreement.
Yeah, and also there will be Packers fans there, because when I was at the game, I was like surprised how many Packers fans were there.
Yeah, regular season will be a little different than playoff for the allotment. Those will go to Bears season ticket holders who will be able to have gotten it at face value. Yes, there will definitely be some corporate type. Soldier Field's going to be rocking. This is not me admonishing Bears fans. Bears fans are great. I thought Soldier Field for that Bears-Packers game, Marshall, that you were at, is one of the loudest I've ever heard Soldier Field. So bring it. Be loud. Be crazy. But just know that people on the 53-man roster and around the current Bears organization, they're trying to build a decade plus of sustained offensive excellence. So you got to shut up when the team is on the field. If Packers fans are cheering, we can't control that. But it'll be 92% or more of Bears fans in that building. You have to be quiet when the Bears offense is on the field. So just it's being a crazy rabid fan, but also being smart.
Danny, I will say this. I agree wholeheartedly with this education that you're giving all of our listeners and each one teach one. I believe in all of that. But at the same time, I have to tell you, I'm concerned, because I think if they don't follow your advice and they don't use home field advantage in the purest form that they can, they're in trouble, because I think the Packers are better than the Bears.
Based on what?
Based on the offensive play, based on just how bad the Bears' defense has been?
Well, listen, the last 4 weeks, so the Packers are riding a four-game losing
streak. Yes, they are.
And Micah Parsons got hurt 4 games ago.
Yes.
And in those 4 games that they largely have played without Micah Parsons, they have 0 interceptions and 3 sacks. The only team in the NFL to be in their company is a team that had 4 sacks and 0 interceptions, the New York Jets. Packers have been the worst defense in football in terms of generating negative plays for the last month. They've been the worst defense in football, even worse than the Jets. So the Bears' defense is bad. I'm in complete agreement with you, but they are at least opportunistic. They get takeaways. Like, they make impactful plays. The Packers' defense is not good either. So we'll see what the weather does in terms of allowing for there to be a shootout. But these teams have played 2 very evenly matched games. The first game, the Bears could have won. Obviously, Caleb throws the pick on the last play. They were within 20 total yards of each other in terms of yardage in the game. They each had 1 sack. They each had 1 turnover. It was 21 first downs to 17. Like, that was an evenly matched game, and the Bears just lost it at the end. Second game, you were there. It was evenly matched. And the Bears are getting healthier. We'll see about Kyler Gordon. We'll see about Rome Odunze. But the Bears are getting healthier, and the Packers have key guys that are just not coming back at any point.
Danny, so I agree with that.
I don't agree that they are flatly better.
Well, you say flatly better. I just say this. We were talking about game control a couple of segments ago. I just think they have not. Now, if the Bears want to come out and play in the first half and be a viable football team in the first half, which they have not done in either of these matchups, yeah, you're right. But they haven't done that, and there's no proof that they will do that. So that's why Jordan Love has playoff experience. Jordan Love, He's been more consistent.
I know, Jordan Love has playoff experience. He has a game where he scored 48 against Dallas, and he has a game where he threw three interceptions against Philly. You know what I mean? So, like, the Bears played a complete game against Cleveland, and then they've played inconsistent games down the stretch as well. Like, it's just, you know, yes. But here's the thing, Marshall. Every team has flaws.
Yes.
Give me a playoff team, and I'll give you their flaw. Like, there is no juggernaut out there in AFC, NFC, 1 seed through 7 seed. So you give me the healthier team, you give me the team at home. The odds agree with you, right? The odds say on a neutral field, Green Bay is favored because by some of the sports books, the Packers are even favored by one in Chicago. Like, I'm not saying the Bears can't lose the game, but I think they've played 8 quarters against Green Bay basically to a draw on the scoreboard and in all the statistics that matter. So I think they're two very evenly matched teams, and the Bears are at home and the Bears are healthier. So I have no problem giving a slight edge to the Bears in the game.
Pack, like I said, the Bears have been playing chase from behind in both these games and needed a successful onside kick in the year 2025, which does not happen, just to win the game that they did win. I understand what you're saying about kind of neck and neck, but I'm just saying they came to Soldier Field and dominated for more than 3 quarters. So we'll see what happens. I hope the Bears win, but it's hard for me to sit here and say the Bears are better than the Packers based on what I've seen over the last month, and that's without Micah Parsons being on the field for the Packers.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, the beauty is 60 minutes Saturday night.
We'll know. We'll find out together. We won't be together because you'll be cold and I'll be warm, but yes.
I promise you I'd much rather be where I am for the game than where you are for the game. I promise you that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I also want to ask you, Nick Wright posted the receipts appropriately of him talking about John Harbaugh no longer being the head coach in Baltimore. I know it's something that you guys have discussed, of course. You know, what do you think? One of the notables to me was him talking about the flashpoint of the Friday before the Bears game and how the injury report that seemingly looked doctored or something was up ended up being something that was part of what led to the fallout here. You know, what do you think about just the times that he's brought up, Nick had, based on what you're seeing now and what happened yesterday?
Nick Wright is the best person in sports media right now. Period. He should be everyone's number one pick. There is no one better. There is no one smarter. People are like, oh, he's a hot take guy. He's informed. People talk to him. People really like his stuff. The people that are in his phone, the people that he interacts with, would shock a lot of people. He has been on this. I'm obviously not going to reveal anything I know about how he knew what he's known since September. That's not something that I'm going to do. He's obviously my best friend, so I'm super biased. But he's been on it, and he was right. And now that the firing has happened and all of the quote-unquote insiders are allowed to start talking about it because the agents have given them permission, they're all catching up to something that he had 4 months ago.
I mean, that was it. You know, it was Bears adjacent, and that's why it became so compelling. We all knew something was up when that happened. But you can speak to the validity, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he has been proven objectively correct. He got crushed for it in September. He got crushed for it. But he doesn't care. He doesn't check his mentions because the internet isn't real. And it's a lesson for all of us to just do good work and be informed.
First thing you're eating for your game day food where you're not going to mush the Bears on Saturday?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's funny. It's funny. Yeah. So I'm flying in Saturday morning on the first flight. And then we'll have like 6 guys, my high school friends that I grew up with. We're going to get lunch, in the burbs together. Still figuring that out, those details as of now. And then, coming down and, you know, my guy Carm, over at CHGO, they throw a great tailgate. So I think I'm going to show up there. Shout out to them and hang out with my nephew. And, you know, it's going to be cold, Marshall told me. So I probably have to drink 6 or 7 cocktails or so. during that Rams Panthers game and over the course of the day. So
six,
like,
or seven?
Danny, your alcohol tolerance.
Like, I'm surprised that that's the number you landed on.
Yeah, over the course of the day.
Oh, okay. Like, I thought you meant like once you got to the tailgate, six or seven, and then we're walking in.
Oh no! From like you know.
Okay, that makes more sense.
You have a cocktail or two at lunch.
Yes.
You have a few at the tailgate.
Got it.
You have a beer or two at the game.
You're good.
And you hydrate a little bit. You mix in a water. And you just, you know, hand warmers.
Several maybe, waters, Danny. Several waters.
Yeah. Maybe a hot chocolate with spiked Kahlua or Bailey. Yes.
Yeah. There's a Malort hot chocolate at Soldier Field if you're interested.
Yeah, listen, exactly. The world is my oyster, so I don't know. Who knows? Maybe a beef, maybe a sausage, maybe a pizza.
Maybe all three.
Maybe a sandwich, maybe a fried calamari at a steakhouse. Who knows? I don't know. I'm figuring it out as we go. It's going to be, and then I'm flying back Sunday morning to be back to see my kids and watch the football games back in New York on Sunday. So in and out, like 23 hours in Chicago, right behind the bench. Look for me in an orange robe.
Can't miss you. By,
telling people to be quiet when the Bears offense is on the field, telling people to loud the other way, representing like a real NFL fan base that has a real NFL offense. Bears fans for forever, it's just been like, oh, just be loud. And it didn't matter because our quarterbacks were doofuses. And it was just, we were just a defensive organization. Now we're an offensive organization, so we got to be smart. You got to be smart fans.
I swear he threw a QB1 party. It seems to cross my memory. No worries about that. None of you bring up the word doink to Danny. Don't you do it. I don't want to hear any one of you say the word doink.
I don't want the word double. Like, let's just stay away from the whole thing.
No doubles, no doinks, no words. We are not going to mush this team.
We don't have to be superstitious anymore.
Oh, Danny, no, no, no.
Ben Johnson, all right, Caleb Williams.
Ray, take care of this man. I
don't understand. Do not live in fear. Get ready for 10 years of playoff football.
Oh, 10 years. Danny and I are aligned again. You know, we've been aligned a lot lately, Danny. I like this.
I do too.
I should have quit while I was
alive. nobody used the word double. Nobody used the word doink. Danny, have fun on Saturday.
That won't be hard. Thank you.
See you, Danny. Thanks.
That's Danny Parkins. I swear, if any one of you says those words to Danny, I will come find you. And don't think I won't. I have free time and revenge on my mind.
Cairo Santos will not be needed at the end of this game.
Chris Emma is next.